You are so good. I'm Jane Monzuras in the Allstate Skyline Studio, filling in for the Saturday night special. Vivian, thanks so much for all my Jane songs.
You got it.
My one request to producer Vivian was, she said, what kind of bumps do you want in? I go, you know, anything that has Jane in it. So you did really well at that. One of the things I love to talk about, Vivi, is food and dining and Chicago's restaurant scene and all things food. I haven't been to this restaurant, but I will say one of the most talked about restaurants in Chicago. And it's nuts because I was like walking by a table of people the other day and they're like, have you heard about this place called Eden? It's so great. I was just there. I think it was at a conference and the people
were
out
of town. Is that how they sounded?
In my head, they sounded like that. But there's also like a lot of other things going on in my head. Eden Chicago is this restaurant that I'm talking about. In studio with me is chef owner of Eden, Devin Quinn. Hi, chef.
Hello.
How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
I know
me.
The restaurant is open right now, and you snuck away to join me on the radio. So thank you.
I did on a busy Saturday night.
I'm sorry. I really am.
Please, all good.
When I asked you to do this, I was like, he's never going to come. Like, the restaurant's open, and it's 8 o'clock. They're slammed right now.
Yeah, we are cranking busy, that's for sure.
So there's two things. Number one, I love a chef story. And number two, I love to talk about food. So before we go into the food in the restaurant, I want to hear your chef story, because I watch all the Chef's Table and I watched Top Chef, and I mean, really in Chef's Table they kind of dig into that life of the chef. What made you become a chef?
Well, shoot, I started out my career in biology. I studied biology in college, and that's really translated well through our extensive gardens and greenhouse now at Eden, which allows us to really put some interesting and some really flavor forward things on people's plates every day.
Yeah, imagine like biology is perfect to become a chef, because you're doing all sorts of, you know, you're thinking of how it grows and how it's put together, right?
Yeah, I mean, a science mind certainly helps with it for sure.
Yeah, that's so cool. And then obviously you did other things before Eden. How did Eden start?
Well, me and my wife years ago when we married, we'll be 10 years on May 5th, we decided we wanted to open a restaurant, I mean, right when we met, but we started Paramount Events, which is a catering company, about 9 years ago. And then 2+ years ago now, Eden opened. And it's, it's always been in the back of our minds and something that we wanted to do, and we're doing it.
So that's so cool, because I didn't know this. Paramount Events started, you had this event company. Mm-hmm. Were you always doing events, or did you do restaurant work before?
I've always done both since I've been in this career, and it's always kind of made sense to me. The restaurant allows us to do things with a little bit more finesse and a little bit finer, but not that we don't do that with the large scale stuff. But
yeah, it's different. When you're serving a mass amount of people versus you have different plates that you're serving out to tables every night, right?
Yeah, it's different. I'm a perfectionist by nature, and it allows us to do things, a little bit nicer.
Sure, absolutely. So I haven't eaten at Eden, I'm sorry. It's a beautiful space. It's bright and sunny and light and airy, and it's gorgeous. It's in the West Loop. Let's see, what's the address? 1748 West Lake Street?
Yes.
Hey, how about me? I have it written down. That's why I knew that. One of the things that I was so intrigued, it was beautiful, but that you have a urban garden, which is like the thing these days.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's a passion of mine. Me and my dad built a greenhouse around 10 of our 4x4 foot boxes, and we're able to grow year round things, all of the greens and all of the herbs for our restaurant, lots of edible flowers, things like that. And then outside of that greenhouse, as well as really extensive gardens, Japanese plum trees and lots of elder and, you know, blackberries and lots of really interesting things. We try to grow things a little bit different that you won't see on every plate in Chicago.
Well, and so what makes your menu different and special that we won't see on every plate in Chicago?
Well, you know what? I've had a lot of really good teachers throughout my career, and we have I like to consider it new American cuisine, but mm-hmm. You know, we take things from all over the world, same basic equation of, you know, doing, you know, a balance of sweet and sour and lots of different textures on every plate, and try to think of things a little bit outside of the box, be a little bit different than something you see every day.
So when people show up and we order something, because of course I stalk the menu because this is what I do, and I think about the food in my head and what's going to taste like. When you go, the plates are beautiful, but people leave full because you're giving them tons of food.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? I think there's nothing, in my opinion, nothing worse than spending a lot of money and leaving a restaurant and having to go to McDonald's afterwards, right?
Yeah, right.
So, yes, go home and have a snack. Our portion size is ample, and we try to make sure that everybody is full and happy when they leave.
What's your favorite thing on the menu tonight? Because I know it's a busy restaurant right now. They're all probably listening to you. So what are you cooking?
Oh, the only item that's been on our menu since our inception is a pork tagliatelle, a really classic blonde bolognese with the addition of apples and Marcona almonds. That's my favorite.
I mean, I'm starving right now. It sounds delicious.
I'm pretty hungry.
I mean, that was great. Just the description. That's why I stock menus, because I read it and then it satisfies me being hungry. Or else I eat it all. So it's probably the best thing. That's why I just talk about it with chefs on the radio. You mentioned your wife Jody. So you and Jody run an event company and you run the restaurant, or you run the food, right? And then she runs the other half of it. What's it like? I mean, I don't know. What's it like working with your wife every day?
Oh, it's our life. It's what we've kind of dreamt of, and you know, we planned for, and we live it every day, and it's great. It's more than I could have ever dreamt for.
It's like
how
the
we do it.
Ultimate power couple right there.
Yeah, we do a great job at it.
Do you see each other in the hallways and just kind of give each other a high five or a low hip, or do you just sort of like, I'm busy, I gotta go?
Oh, it depends on, I guess, the mood and the moment.
Right. Okay. With any relationship, we're not even going to go there. I want to ask you this because one of my favorite things about Saturday night is that the next day is Sunday, and that means brunch. And I know that Eden has a great brunch, right?
We do, absolutely.
I love it. So what makes, and let's just take, we can take it out. I know you have a great brunch. So let's take it out of the restaurant. Let's take it into people's homes or what people are thinking of brunch. In your opinion, as a chef, what makes a great brunch?
Oh, I think it you know, you want a good crowd of people that are close to you, bringing people to a table. That's kind of the most important thing to me, and we do that every Sunday. We did it today. We do brunch on Saturdays occasionally, like today, because we had the Westlake Market. It's food is all about bringing people together, and it's kind of a special thing, and making sure that you're doing it properly as far as you know, making sure that the food is prepared the right way.
So there's no rules really when you're serving a brunch. I know, you know, Vivian and I were Greek, so it's all about food. My favorite thing to do is to see people eat. It makes me so happy, and I love to be in the kitchen cooking it and then watch them eat it. I don't have to eat anything. It just makes me, it thrills me. It makes me so elated. So when you're saying the best thing about brunch is the people and setting the table and having them around you, does it matter what food is?
You have to do it a certain way, absolutely. I think that there's certainly a finesse about it that needs to be done, at least from my perspective.
Well, from a chef perspective, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, as long as you're using high quality ingredients, and you know, it's a great way to bring people together.
Do you mix? Is there a theory behind it of mixing like the sweet with the savory? So you may have like waffles, and then another thing over here. You may have a scramble, then you may have, I don't know, mac and cheese or something like that. I don't know. Any kind of sweet and savory at a table.
Sure. I think it's important. I mean, when me and my wife go out to eat, or we eat at our own restaurant, we order more dishes than would feed two people, so that we can try lots of things.
I think that's fun.
And that's important. And yeah, it's a good way to eat.
I wish that I could. I do that. I order too much. I overorder because I want a little taste of everything because it's so much fun. And then I'm like, I just overordered. But in the same sentence, I would say, I don't want to go to a tapas place because I don't like a lot of small plates. So that's not right.
Yeah.
I should be.
Sure.
I should like a tapas place. You get a lot of small bites. Tell me this, Chef. I'm talking with Chef Devin Quinn from Eden, Chicago. Eden is in the West Loop. I love quiche. Is quiche still like a popular item to cook, or is it just totally like so 10 years ago? Or 30 years ago.
Oh, quiche, if you do it properly, can be very good. We don't currently have that on our menu, but eggs and many styles we do have.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, it's all about the preparation.
What can you do? You have a preparation for quiche? Could I ask you that?
Sure. It's about cooking low and slow.
Oh. And my last question, can you name the five mother sauces?
Oh, geez. Bechamel.
Oh, I put them on the spot.
You put them on the spot. Jane.
I know.
Oh, shoot.
There's a red sauce.
Yeah, I got two of them.
There's another. What's the white sauce with the, it's clear. Anyway, you don't have to answer that. I literally ask every chef, and I'm telling you, out of 10, one has got all of them. Oh, yeah. And he goes, named them all.
The good thing about new American cuisine is that we've done takes on a lot of the traditional French sauces, but made them lighter and more palatable to kind of today's day and age.
Right, more of a living healthy attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. As the host of Living Healthy Chicago, we always love the chefs to be cooking healthy for people in Chicago.
Absolutely, very important.
Okay, Eat in Chicago, it is where?
We are at 1748 West Lake Street, right by the United Center.
Oh.
Two blocks north, great for games or concerts.
That's great. And you have a little bar in there too.
We have a bar, yes.
Yeah, super fun. And reservations are yes.
Reservations are yes, but we take walk-ins, no problem.
That's awesome.
Anybody who wants to come eat, come on over.
And what's the website?
www.edeninchicago.com.
Eden in Chicago. I'm going to be eating at Eden in Chicago. Chef Devin Quinn from Eden, Chicago, thanks so much for coming in. Now you got to get back to the restaurant and get all those other people to go, yeah, chef.
It was a pleasure.
Thanks so much. Okay, 720 WGN.